The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
The moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
A lot of great rock songs were actually first blues songs.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
Lonesome Dave Everett was born on this day 69 years ago. He's no longer with us. He was in Savoy Brown, and then he was in Foghat. And Foghat had a song that was an old blues song written by Willie Dixon, I Just Want to Make Love to You. Remember that? Foghat released it in 1972. It actually had some more history. It was a jam by Savoy Brown. Here is the late Dave Everett.
When we were still with Savoy Brown, we ran out of encores one night, and we were jamming. I threw that song in, and we jammed around it. And then when we formed Foghat, we kept that in mind as being a good song to do. Dave Edmonds produced the original record. It got a great feel, great sound, a little bit of distortion, which doesn't hurt sometimes. It's a great song to do lyrically. Like most of Willie Dixon's songs, they're very simple but very effective.
And Dave Edmonds turned 75 yesterday. So we've been hearing about Guns N' Roses. Maybe they're in the studio, maybe they're not in the studio. The tour went really well with Slash and Axl getting along really well, which was the problem in the first place, them not getting along. But Slash says his band, The Conspirators, are finishing up their tour in August. Then Guns is going out in the fall, but they're focused on making a brand new record. He says, I'm not thinking about anything else. By the time The Conspirators tour is done, I've written enough material for the next Conspirators record that whenever the break comes with Guns N' Roses, we can just go do that. We'll just juggle all this stuff, schedules permitting. So, there. The last time Slash, Axl, and Duff McKagan recorded an album was the Spaghetti Incident in 1993. And Metallica may come up with a new album. Kurt Hammett says, we're in our third year since our last album, Hardwired to Self-Destruct. We gotta focus. When I was 13 or 14 years old, bands put out albums every year. Kiss put out an album every 8 months. None of this 8 years between albums. We're not comfortable with that fact. We're hoping to avoid that this time around. So you may have new Metallica. You may have new Guns N' Roses. We hear a rumor that AC/DC may have a new album, or none of that could happen.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.